This is Ozarks at Large. We continue our radio play Christmas Carol High School now. Written by Mark Landon Smith and directed by Jules Taylor, the play features many of the young actors with Arts Live Theater based in Fayetteville. Already this week, we've met Meredith, the lead character in the play. She's a stingy, selfish Scrooge at West End High School. She can't be bothered to learn her lines as the lead in Romeo and Juliet, and she treats her best friend Melissa with little regard, calling her a pansy. In part three yesterday, a pair of ghosts of Christmas past took Meredith back to her playground days, and she saw again that it was her friend Melissa who stood by her when bullies threatened her. As Meredith spends time alone in part four, her parents have left again to travel the world, she is visited again by spirits. And again, our guide for the story is another ghost, Gwendolyn.
Before Meredith was able to return to sleep, the clock struck two, and the second ghost appeared.
Bong. Bong.
Wake up!
Who are you?
I'm Lilyfoot, the sprite of Christmas Present. Not to be confused with the ghost of Christmas Presents, a totally different thing altogether.
So you're not a ghost?
I'm a sprite.
A sprite?
No, thank you. I prefer Dr. Bedford. That joke never gets old. We gotta get out of here. Got things to do, places to go, people to see. Come on!
Wait. Do we really have to do this tonight? I really learned a lot last night. Learned my lesson, so if we could just skip this tonight, I could get some sleep and...
No way, Jose! Well, here we are!
Where?
Party time, guys! Thanks, guys, for helping us out on such short notice.
No sweat.
Need some help decorating?
Yeah, thanks, Melvin.
Cool.
What is this?
The elementary school Christmas party you were supposed to be volunteering for.
Oh, that.
It's too bad Melissa couldn't make it. She was so excited about it.
How's her sister?
What's wrong with her sister?
Why do you care? She's a pansy. Remember?
It doesn't look good.
Geez, that's too bad. What about Meredith?
Meredith? Yeah, right. Like she'd be here. Hey, guys, listen to what Melvin made up about Meredith. It's hilarious.
Yeah, do it, Melvin.
My daddy has a plane. My mother has a yacht. My parents are wherever I am not.
And this scene, which Meredith was watching, froze.
That's what they really think of me?
Bingo! Come. We have another stop to make. Come!
And with a whirl and a bit of glitter, Meredith and Lilyfoot found themselves at Melissa's trailer where they saw a woman shivering in a wheelchair.
Who's that?
That's Melissa's sister.
She looks really bad.
She's been ill for a very long time.
Liz?
It's Melissa.
Liz, wake up. Here, it's time for your medicine. How are you feeling?
Better, I think. Better.
Why do you have the phone with you?
In case I need to make a call. What's with the candle?
Oh, I just thought it'd be Christmassy. That's all. Can I do anything for you?
These trailers are so cold. Melissa, turn up the heat. You forget to pay the electric bill?
No, ma'am. I paid it. I sent your check last week. It bounced. I tried to talk them into extending it, give us more time, but they said no. After the second shutoff notice, they have to.
I'll call them tomorrow and get it straightened out.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for so many things. Sorry about Dad leaving, Mom dying. Sorry I'm sick. Sorry you have to take care of me. Sorry we're poor.
I don't mind.
I do. You should be out with your friends, not here with me. In this icebox of a trailer, stuck out here in the middle of nowhere, no neighbors, no one to talk to but me.
I couldn't leave you here by yourself. You need me.
Yep, I do. Here, it's just a little something.
But it's not Christmas yet.
I wanted to give it to you early, just in case, you know. Go ahead, open it.
It's beautiful.
It was Mom's. I don't know if it's worth any money, but it's priceless to me.
Thank you, Liz. I love it. Oh, look, it's snowing. I love the snow. So fragile, so peaceful. Do you remember the Christmas when we lived on Crestview Drive? I was 8, maybe 9, before Daddy left, before Mom. And Meredith and I built that enormous snowman. You took pictures. We were so proud. And then the sun came out and he melted. And I cried and cried and cried. Meredith called me a pansy. And you held me close, kissed my forehead, and said, "Sometimes things fade away in this world, but that doesn't mean you'll never see them again." You remember that, Liz? Liz, you remember that Christmas? Liz, you asleep? Liz, wake up. Liz, Liz, no, 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 no. Liz, Liz, Liz!
Meredith realized what is happening.
Do something!
There's nothing I can do.
You're a sprite, a magical creature, right? You can do anything. Do something. Stop time. Cast a spell. Something.
I told you. There's nothing I can do.
She's dying. She's all Melissa has. No, it's not fair. Not to Melissa. She's so kind, loving, thoughtful, strong.
And not a pansy?
Not a pansy.
There was a clap of thunder. Then an ominous figure appeared.
Are. Right on time, as usual. She's all yours. See ya.
Wait, where are you going?
My time's up, my dear. Think about this, Meredith. Just think of all the people in Liz's life. Liz is the one who'd be making the most difference. You.
What difference could I make?
A very, very valuable one. Well, I'm off. Goodbye and good luck. Oh, by the way, this is the ghost of Chris's future. Future Meredith. Meredith's future. Adios!
Thank you.
You just say thank you?
Yes, thank you.
Wow! Guess my night wasn't a waste after all. Bye!
Bye.
The Meredith was alone with the ghost of Christmas future.
Boy, do I dread you.
And what the ghost of Christmas future will show Meredith, and what it means for her, revealed tomorrow in the conclusion of Christmas Carol High School.
I'm selfish, self-centered, and all those things you said. And I'm sorry to all of you. And I hope you can forgive me.
The conclusion of Christmas Carol High School can be heard tomorrow on a Christmas Eve edition of Ozarks at Large. The script was written by Mark Landon Smith. The performance was directed by Jules Taylor and recorded inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. The cast includes Dalton Williams, Blair Blankenship, Emily Waller, Gordon Allison, Jacob Fuller, Anna Street, Faith Esco, Tori Butler, and Sarah Mills. Arts Live Theater is based in Fayetteville and produces plays throughout the season, including Anne, Frank, and Me, scheduled to be on stage in February, Oliver Twist this coming March, and Secret Garden will be produced in April. To learn more about Arts Live Theater, you can go to the website artslivetheater.com.